Live all across the United States and Canada and around the world, we're on the air because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, we desire to equip you to defend the Bible and historic Christianity because truth matters. To join us on air to ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Every day when I walk into the studio, I'm faced with a board full of questions. I want to start today's broadcast by asking you a question. Have you been transformed into a joyful giver? The Bible chronicles the prayer of David as he thanked God for the very privilege of being able to give to the work of the Lord. But who am I, said David, and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have only given you what comes from your hand. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. What began as a spiritual discipline had evolved into a sheer delight. And there is no telling what can be accomplished in our generation if we too may but catch the joy of contagious giving. Not only would we be empowered to spread the gospel around the globe, but we might yet leave an indelible mark on our generation. So often on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, I ask you to support a ministry making a difference because truth matters, a ministry standing for truth no matter what the cost. And I ask you to join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team, not to give to us, but rather to give through us and touch the lives of people for time and for eternity. This month, for those who join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I want to send you the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, but personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. The complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is designed to answer questions that stumble seekers and solidify skeptics in their opposition to the biblical worldview. It was born out of the decades that I've been doing the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And what I did in this book is I took my impromptu answers and then chiseled them until only the gem emerged. The questions you're going to encounter in that volume run the gamut from the common to the complex, from questions such as why do people end their prayers with amen to what is Zen Buddhism, or how can Christians legitimize a God who orders the genocide of entire nations? Or should Christians support a ban on embryonic stem cell research? The book will answer the questions that so often stumble even you as a seeker. It's available. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Again, when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I'll send you a personalized copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. Also, for those giving a gift of $100 or more this month, I will send you a personalized copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. I want to introduce someone to our listening audience. He's been on the broadcast before. He is the president of Sovereign Cruises, and we've done a number of cruises with him around the world, and in each case, we have come back equipped, exhorted, edified, encouraged. The trip we're planning this time, however, is going to be the best one yet. It's a trip to Alaska. And while we're there, we're going to talk about the majesty of God's handiwork. We're going to see it. We're going to talk about it. And as we talk about origins, you are going to recognize one salient truth, and that is how one views their origins determines how they live their life. So we're not just going to be dealing with a apologetic issue. We're going to be dealing on this cruise with the apologetic issue. I want you to join me on the cruise. To do that, all you have to do is go to our website, equip.org. On the front page, you're going to see a ship. Clip on the ship, or you can click on it as well, and go on the cruise with us. Sign up. Joining me again right now on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Michael O'Fallon, president, founder of Sovereign Cruises. Mike, how did you find out about the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and how did you become involved so that we can get people encouraged, equipped, exhorted on a cruise to Alaska?
Well, let me start first by saying that I first discovered the Bible Answer Man program when I was an unbeliever, and I didn't have the answers to questions, and much of what I thought about when I thought about the answers to Christianity, especially evangelicalism, a lot of those answers came back to me in the form of chick tracts and sensationalism and so forth. So a lot of that, I think in my mind, intellectually, I would necessarily reject. But my girlfriend, that at the time I thought I was a Christian, I was of a very different denomination, still within the pale of orthodoxy, but I was very far from Christ. She encouraged me to listen to the Bible Answer Man program on the way home from work. And what I found when I listened to the Bible Answer Man program was that there was somebody there that actually took the time not to set up a straw man and attack it, not just to try to find sensationalistic answers to things that, you know, to try to make the boogeyman seem as bad as he can be, but someone who dealt with the questions and answers of those things that, let's face it, folks, we are haunted by the need to make sense of things. And there are so many accounts of our origins and destinies and countless explanations of how the world is as we find it. And I know that there will be many that will argue that it is impossible, and this was me, to make an informed choice and commend permanent neutrality on all such issues. And I think that we would all agree, whether we are Christians or theists or atheists, that really that is little more than a refusal to engage the great issues of life, draped for the sake of intellectual decency with some rather skimpy shreds of philosophy. Hank Hanegraaff dealt with those issues head on. This man puts the time in to learn these things, and not just to learn them for his own sake to be puffed up, but then to teach others, to help others be edified and sanctified. And through his program, and by listening to the Bible Answer Man program, and a lot of times Hank would bring on folks that would be disagreeing with things that Hank said, and there would be true, good, strong, biblical debate going on. I thought, you know, there's somebody here that actually has the answers. I read Christianity in Crisis, and then from there, I received Christ in a Bible study in Galatians. Mm. But it was much to do with what happened by listening to the Bible Answer Man program, and that's how I've gone down this field of apologetics. And really, Hank, I could say that you were responsible for really the start of Sovereign Cruises, because my whole thought 12 years ago in starting this company, I was not really trying to start a company. I was just trying to find a way to put on an apologetics conference. And now it is what it is. So we're here to serve you folks. And I'm telling you, if you have never been on a cruise with Hank before, or maybe you've been on a cruise with a different ministry, sometimes there's a lot of different agendas that are going on. The main reason that we are having this is to give you an opportunity to really grapple with the great questions of life, those things, as I said before, that haunt us. But yet, as a Rubens painting, whenever Peter Paul Rubens would be painting one of his masterpieces, he would drape all of this down, this great, beautiful draping behind the scene that was taking place. And then he would present us with the scene that he has. We have the opportunity to be in this classroom with Hank, with Elliot Miller, with Steve Camp, and with others with CRI to learn these things draped with the beauty of God's creation. It is going to be a fantastic time.
And Alaska is a very special place. I've never been there, so I'm taking your word for it, but every single time you've told me about a cruise, what I experienced was far greater than what you communicated. And this is going to be the case in Alaska as we look at the Great Glaciers as well.
Well, yes, and there's a sense of smallness that you get when you pull up next to Hubbard Glacier, which dwarfs our ship, and when you see that this extends back miles and miles and miles, and it's advancing, it's not retreating. Global warming, quote-unquote, doesn't really have an effect on it. And you get to really see the immensity of God's creation and how small we really are and how great He is.
When people go on the Alaska cruise, they get not only the grandeur of Alaska, but also there are some incredible things that happen on board, including my good friend Steve Camp, who leads us into the presence of God through worship.
You know, and Hank, I think about your teaching and how Steve really does such a great job of bringing people to the throne of grace before that you come up to share the truth and help people understand what they believe and why they believe it. But really, there's nobody else that could represent musical worship better than Steve. He's a singing theologian. There's no puff in anything that he does. And so this time, folks, will be a time that enriches your heart, enriches your soul, and enriches your mind, which is what our command is, to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul.
Again, you can go to the World Wide Web at equip.org for more information, or you can call 877-768-2784, extension 101. You may want to get a piece of paper and a pencil. I'll get that information to you again in just a moment. But one of the things that we have added to the cruise is Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. I can tell you something. Last year, Michael, Elliot had everyone in stitches pretty much all of the time. When you think of Elliot, he's such a bright guy. I've had him on the show many times answering questions, but you hardly expect him to be as funny as he is.
There's never a dry moment, is there? It's absolutely enthralling to be able to sit in a session with Elliot, and you don't want it to end. You know, especially when we've got Hank and Steve and Elliot up at the same time. Each evening, we'll be doing the questions and answers. So for six nights, folks, you'll have Q&A with Hank and Elliot and Steve, and boy, I tell you, just the combination of Elliot and Hank is just fantastic. And Elliot is the perfect professor, if you will, the one that all the class, the people in the class love. And we get a chance to be with him for that entire week.
And again, if you have your paper and pencil out, you may want to jot down this number, 877-768-2784. Extension 101. Again, 877-768-2784, extension 101. The easiest way to access the information is to go to the World Wide Web at equip.org and just click on the ship, and you can register for a cruise that will make a memory for a lifetime. One of the things that I'm so excited about is your staff, Michael, the people that you bring on board to serve the people genuinely have servants' hearts and make the cruise more than just a special memory, make the cruise a way of identifying how we are to conduct ourselves in the world, because what happens every cruise is the ship crew look on and they see genuine Christianity in action and they say, see how they love one another. And oftentimes, the love of Christ constrains them to come.
Well, and amen. And Hank, it's just what we do, just as your staff does on board as well, is that, you know, we are here to serve one another. And folks, if you haven't had an opportunity to spend a week with Hank, you'll see that with Hank as well. The entire staff of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man program, they're not here to try to be celebrities or try to escape you in your questions or to not spend time with you once our sessions are done. This is our time to be with you, and the staff of Sovereign Cruises is just a compliment to that. we're here to serve and try to make sure that this is the most blessed time of your life.
And by the way, all of this is happening June 3rd through the 10th, 2011. I'm inviting you to join us. Again, check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Just click on the ship. A special website will pop up. All the information, details, the sessions, everything you need to know right there on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Michael, as always, good to have you on the broadcast.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Hank.
And we'll be right back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And we're going right to your questions in a moment. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Again, right back in just a moment with your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, you've heard Hank Hanegraaff interview outstanding contributing writers to the award-winning Christian Research Journal. Well, now we've put the best of these interviews from 2010 into one exciting audio CD. For your gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, we will send you The Forefront, When Doctrine Meets Daily Life. Learn how to define and defend the biblical concept of family. Combat atheism with the truth about objective morality. Answer the accusation often raised by militant atheists that the killing of the Canaanites was God's ethnic cleansing. Explain how the biblical grounds for divorce and remarriage actually protect and elevate the status of women. Respond to the cultural influence of social media and its place in your life. And refute Richard Dawkins and others who claim that Darwinian evolution is proven fact. To order The Forefront, When Doctrine Meets Daily Life, simply call 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org. But don't change the station. Hank will be right back in a moment. Alaska. There's no better place on earth where you can experience God's creative power on display. Stretching beyond your imagination, it is a land of staggering natural beauty. Now you can join the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp, and Christian Research Journal Editor-in-Chief Elliot Miller for 7-plus inspiring days as you cruise into the grandeur of Alaska. During our time together, we'll unfold the pages of sacred scripture as we are strengthened in our belief in the divine creator of the universe. All of our sessions with Hank, your meals, accommodations, and 5-star cruise are included in one very low price. To participate in this event, you must register through Sovereign Cruises. Sign up by visiting equip.org or by calling Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Remain faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.
or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Now back to the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. To find out more about the materials mentioned on the show, call a CRI resource consultant toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Our website is also an excellent reference destination to help you. Just go to www.equip.org and find articles by Hank, books, CDs, and DVDs, and all the latest news on your faith in our world. Again, that's equip.org. And now, once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we'll go right back to our phone callers. Next up is Tracy, listening in Riverside, California. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Hank. Hank, my question for you is, as a Christian today, are you walking in disobedience to God, and will there be negative consequences in your life if you do not give 10% of your gross income to your local church?
Well, I think you have to put the horse before the cart rather than the cart before the horse, which is to say you have to look at your motivation for giving. God loves a cheerful giver. So we are never, as Christians, to give out of compulsion. Rather, we give with a grateful heart, and there's a reason we give. We want to extend His kingdom. We want to use our time, our talent, our treasure for the extension of God's kingdom, very much like what happened in the Old Testament when David wanted to build a temple as a center of identity for a people that was destined to become a light to the nation. People gave with great joy, because they knew that God had all the strength and power to enable and provide for them. And so they trusted not in the arm of flesh, but rather in the arm of God. And I think if you start with that, then you'll give cheerfully. And that's what we're told to do, not give grudgingly, but give cheerfully. And in a New Testament sense, you also have to recognize that we're not owners to begin with. We're just stewards. So we hold everything that God gives us with an open hand, and He can take out and put in as He sees fit.
Yes, because the way I read the Scripture, that's what God's Word says, that we should give not grudgingly out of necessity, but freely and from the heart. But in most of our churches, the emphasis has been on the 10%, the 10%, the 10%, rather than giving according to how God has blessed you, giving from your heart as He has taught you to do in His Word.
Yep.
And so that's what I was always taught as a young girl. You give 10%. And I don't have a problem giving, whether it's 10, 20, or 50. I am a giver. I like to give. But I just, so many of my friends and people I know ask this question, and I've not been able to find a clear scripture base in the New Testament to talk to them about tithing as a tenth, although I can, in regards to giving according to how God has blessed you, you know, to be give from your heart and things like that. So that's why I asked that question.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say I agree with what you said, but let me add some balance as well, which is to say, you have a discipline already that many people do not have. And that's why the tenth is mentioned. The tenth is mentioned as the training wheels for giving. Once you get into a discipline of giving, then you learn to ride the bike without the training wheels. As far as what the New Testament says, remember that there's an enduring principle that we begin with. We tithe so that we may learn to revere the Lord our God always. That's a timeless principle. It's true in the Old Testament. It's true in the New Testament. And long before Moses, the Bible records Jacob's promise to God, "Of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth."
Yes.
And long after Moses, Jesus reaffirmed the practice of tithing as an outward expression of an inward reality. But again, never out of a legalistic prescription, but rather because we revere the Lord, we want to extend his kingdom.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Tracy, thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
God bless you. Want to go back to the phone lines now. We'll talk next to Daniel. He's listening on WVEL in Peoria, Illinois. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. You, Hank?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Very good. I've been inspired by your radio message for many years, way back since Walter Martin.
Well, thank you.
I have a question about the dietary laws in Leviticus.
Yes.
Are we still held to those laws today or not? Or was that just to God's nation at the present time?
Well, no, we're not held to those laws at all, and the reason is that the civil and ceremonial laws were abrogated because they were fulfilled in Christ. And Christ himself made that clear in Mark chapter 7. Nothing outside a man can make him unclean. By going into him, rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. And, of course, later on, Mark editorializes on this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and says, in saying this, Jesus Christ declared all foods clean. So again, it's not what goes into a man's mouth and out through his body that defiles him, but that which proceeds from the heart. So the civil and ceremonial laws pointed to Jesus Christ. When the substance came, the civil and ceremonial laws were no longer necessary because it's kind of like if the person's there, you don't keep looking at the picture. You look at the person.
Okay, I appreciate it, Hank.
Hey, you got it.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Want to go back to our callers now and talk to Tim. He's listening at XM170 in Alabama. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Hank. Love your show. It's been a great blessing to me to listen to you, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
My question is, I teach a youth group. I'm a youth pastor in Hoke's Bluff, and I was talking to my kids last night, and the question came up about people who had multiple wives in the Old Testament, like King David, Solomon, and why was that okay then, but now it's not? I don't know the biblical basis for that.
Yeah, it simply was not okay then. Remember, there's a difference between that which is descriptive and that which is prescriptive. The Bible never prescribes multiple wives, although it clearly points out the lives of the patriarchs with all their warts and moles and wrinkles. It doesn't try to airbrush the picture.
Okay.
But if you look at the Old Testament, you see Deuteronomy 17:17, memorable because of its address, tells us you must not multiply wives. And if that was true for the kings, how much more was it true for the people? You also see, by way of example, how Solomon's 700 wives and 300 concubines
right.
turned his heart away from the Lord. And so he died a miserable old man with his wisdom no longer intact because he didn't practice what he knew. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon a rock, said Jesus. What happened with Solomon is his multiple wives, his concubines, turned his heart away from the Lord such that he began building altars and engaging Israel in idolatry
right.
to appease
yeah.
them.
I knew that. I knew Solomon had done that, but I had not really realized that him, King David, Abraham, if I'm not mistaken, all had concubines and wives, multiple wives. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you look okay. at Abraham as a classic case in point. What did he do? He went into Hagar and had
right.
Ishmael. Why?
Right.
Because he didn't trust in the arm
faithful.
Of God. He trusted in the arm of flesh. And as a result of that, he paid a consequence. God still uses even the evil in our lives for good. God works all things for good to those who love him and are the called according to his purpose, and certainly Abraham was one of them. But what do we find in the Bible? We have Jesus in the New Testament making it clear that a man leaves his father and mother, is united to his wife, not wives, and the two, not three or more, become one flesh.
Yeah.
Now, what is Jesus appeal to in making that point? Is that just a New Testament thing? No. He appeals to Genesis chapter 2 to make his point. In fact, he says, anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness and marries another commits adultery. And Paul picks up the same theme when he says, each man should have his own wife, not wives, and each woman should have her own husband, not husband. Beg your pardon?
That's in 1 Corinthians, correct?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 7, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think the Bible's explicit in terms of what it prescribes. It's also explicit in what it describes. But you can't take a historical narrative and say, well, this is what happened in the historical narrative, and therefore I'm going to do the same thing, because oftentimes the historical narratives are there to teach us how not to live our lives by example.
I see. Okay. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
You got it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I want to go back to the phone lines. Talk to Joyce. She's listening on KSIV, St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to the first two questions about, one was about tithing, and the other one was about unclean foods in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And the explanation about the reason for tithing would be that it would be like training wheels to learn how to give.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wonder, why wouldn't dieting laws in the Old Testament be like training wheels to learn how to eat properly and to have a good, healthy diet?
Yeah, well, I'm certainly all for a good, healthy diet, and I wish I was more, more exercised in that area myself. But here's the issue. The issue is that the dietary laws were there within the context of a theocracy for a purpose. And the purpose of the dietary law was to set Israel apart as a nation so that they could be a light to the nations. And they were set apart with civil and ceremonial laws that all had specific reasons. They weren't arbitrary. They had reasons. They pointed forward to something, not only something, but someone. They pointed to Jesus Christ. Now, when Jesus Christ comes to continue in civil and ceremonial laws is a way of saying, in essence, you know what? The substance hasn't fulfilled the shadow. And that's why the writer of Hebrews makes plain that if you continue with temple, priest, and sacrifice, you're trampling upon the sacred blood of Jesus Christ. Now, to your point, is there anything wrong with not eating shellfish? No. Maybe eating shellfish isn't the best from a dietary standpoint. But the point Jesus makes is that all foods are clean, which is to say all foods are permissible. But recognizing that your temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit, you need to partake with discipline, diligence, and great wisdom, and you have to choose your foods carefully. So I think you make a valid point. I appreciate your call. We are coming up to a station break. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of your questions. To get your call answered, the number to dial is always 888-ASK-HANK. Be right back. Please don't touch that dial.
Did humans evolve from hominids? Did God use Darwinian evolution to create all things? How can we befriend Mormons while showing them the real Jesus? How has the philosophy of Friedrich Nietzsche affected our culture? Answers to these and other questions are found in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal, a subscription magazine that no Christian home should be without. You can subscribe online at equip.org or talk to a resource consultant by calling 888-7000-CRI. Don't change the station. The Bible Answer Man will be right back after this.
These are the last of the last days. Oh, somewhere between 2003 and 2005, Jesus will come back.
How much longer do you think we really might have?
I don't believe we have another 10 years.
Anywhere from now till 2018, Jesus Christ will appear to set up his 1,000-year kingdom of revelation.
When will Jesus come back? The consensus is as varied as the number of so-called experts you ask. So where do you turn for definitive scriptural insight on the end times? Understanding Revelation is now within your grasp. The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff deals with today's most asked prophecy questions. It distinctively presents a method by which you can read the Bible for all it's worth. The Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about end times and why it matters today by Hank Hanegraaff. Now available in softcover, you can order by calling 888-7000-CRI or by going online to equip.org. Just as helmet lights assist miners to see into the depths of the earth to extract precious gold, there are now lights to help you mine the depths of God's Word. Continuing with the highly useful and memorable Hankronym flip chart series, Hank Hanegraaff introduces memorable keys to understanding what God has said. Lights on your path to reading the Bible for all it's worth. A pocket-sized laminated flip chart based on the acronym LIGHTS. God has spoken, and the Lights flip chart will give you the tools to know what God has said. Available from the Christian Research Institute as our way of saying thank you for your generous support. Request your copy today on the web at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or when you call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. The Forefront, when doctrine meets daily life, is an equipping audio CD from the Christian Research Institute compiled from 6 insightful interviews on the Bible Answer Man. For your gift this month, we will send you this helpful CD as our way of saying thank you for your faithful prayers and support. Learn how to define and defend the biblical concept of family. Combat atheism with the truth about objective morality. Explain how the biblical grounds for divorce and remarriage actually protect and elevate the status of women. Respond to the cultural influence of social media and its place in your life. And refute Richard Dawkins and others who claim that Darwinian evolution is proven fact, and much more. Get your copy of The Forefront, when doctrine meets daily life, when you support the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI. Or go to equip.org. Has the Bible Answer Man broadcast impacted your life? Have you been equipped to defend your faith? If so, consider becoming a Bible Answer Man support team member. In doing so, you'll be making an eternal investment in a ministry that equips believers to discern truth from error and to think Christianly about life's most important questions. As a new member of the Bible Answer Man support team, we will send you a copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, personalized by Hank. The complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is an indispensable resource that will not only provide answers to your questions, but equip you to answer questions raised by family and friends. To join the Bible Answer Man support team, just go to equip.org/donate. Again, that's equip.org/donate. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. And now, once again, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And right back to our phone callers. Next up is Don, listening on Bot Radio, St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Don.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing real well, thank you. I just wanted to say your ministry is a blessing, and God has truly blessed you.
Thank you, Don.
My question kind of goes back to you had said something earlier to a caller about, giving from a from a heart perspective rather than from your mind, so to speak. In other words, you're not doing it because you feel like you should. You're doing it because you want to. And I often hear you talk about a real faith versus a said faith. And I honestly feel like I have struggled for years, many years. The Bible says if you seek diligently, knock at the door and he'll answer. And, you know, I feel like I've pounded at that door and it just doesn't always seem to open fully. It doesn't open the way I would like it to. And I don't know. It feels like it's something I'm doing wrong. And
well,
I don't know.
Give me an example of how you're pounding at the door and the door fails to open.
I'm sorry, what now?
Can you give me an example of how you're knocking on the door and the door fails to open?
I guess I'm going at it from a weak standpoint. In other words, I want Paul was struck down with the blindness, and you know there was this God changing him, and I want to be changed completely. I know God has changed me over the years, but it's like I don't feel like I'm serving the Lord the way that I should. Sometimes I feel like I'm a Christian and I truly feel like I am in my heart and in my mind, and then other times I think I'm looking up in the sky and thinking, you know, am I really? And I feel like, you know, when I see icons like you or Billy Graham, and I know that we can't all serve like that, but it's like I want to serve like that. I want for God to use me, but I feel so alone so much of the time, and I don't know how to get more. I guess loving the Lord is what it really comes down to, and it's like, you know, is it? I know God loves us. But, you know, is there something that's stopping me because he's not physically right here in front of me? You know, am I capable of loving something that I'm not having that relationship, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I really appreciate your candidness because I'm sure a lot of people hearing you speak can identify with your circumstance and want to have this question answered for them as well. And I actually answer this question in a book called The Covering, God's Plan to Protect You from Evil. In that book, I talk about spiritual disciplines. And
right.
I quote a football coach, Tom Landry. I don't know if you remember, but he used to be the famous coach
Dallas,
of the Dallas,
Cowboys,
Dallas Cowboys. And he used to say that the job of a football coach is to make men do what they don't want to do in order to achieve what they've always wanted to be. And that's essentially the same thing that holds true with Christianity. Christians are called to make themselves do something they wouldn't ordinarily do, which is to pursue spiritual disciplines so that they can become what they've always wanted to be, and that is like Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
So it's not enough if you wanted to be a great golfer to simply mouth a Nike slogan and say, just do it, just do it, just do it. No matter how loud you shout, it's not going to make you a good golfer. You have
right.
to engage in the disciplines that make you a good golfer. And that's the same thing true with the spiritual life. You have to engage the very disciplines that Jesus Christ modeled during his earthly sojourn. Now, they're basic, but they're powerful. If you're, for example, engaged in prayer, not as a means of saying, God, give me something, but as a means of developing a relationship with the love of your soul, that changes everything. And then you discover that meditating on the Word of God becomes the missing link between the intake or the food from the Word of God and an effective prayer life.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, that's fine.
But if you feel like you're trying to do that, I mean, I spend a great deal of time in prayer daily, and not only praying that you know, for that relationship and asking to serve God and asking for things also. I pray for my daughter a lot, and I pray for other people that I care about a lot, and I pray for myself a lot, but I also spend a great deal of time praying, giving thanks for what I do have, and asking for forgiveness for what I'm not, and asking for that, you know, God to come into my, you know, to fill me with his spirit and allow me to serve. And I feel like I don't probably I spend about 15 minutes in the morning in the Word, and maybe I need to be more fellowshipping with other Christians. Maybe that's that missing equation.
Well, that's a big part of it, and I was just going to say that that is one of the essentials, because when you become a believer, you're not born as a Lone Ranger Christian, but you're born into a family of faith. You are part of a body of which Jesus Christ is the head. And Paul delineates what that means in Romans chapter 12. But I think that a lot of what happens in the spiritual discipline so often is surface for us. It's not substance. For example, I mentioned prayer. If we're honest, most of us pray backwards. We hurry into God's presence. We have a laundry list of prayer requests in our mind. Before our knees touch the ground, we're thinking about getting back into our frenzied lifestyles. And so we end up treating our Heavenly Father no better than we treat our families. We want a relationship without the discipline of investing quality time. Well, I can tell you something, having a big family, that if I don't invest quality time, I can immediately see that there is slippage in my relationship with my wife and relationship with my kids. I see it. The same thing is true in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. So it's not just saying I pray. It's not just saying I read the Bible. It is really meditating on the Word of God, which is a spiritual discipline, so that the Word of God is not just something you read, but something you experience.
And how do you do that?
Well, I lay that out in the book, and it's hard for me to explicate all of that, but it's simply the difference between skating on the surface and going deep. Recognize that prayer is not just a monologue, it's a dialogue. Recognize that God speaks to us through the majesty of His Word. And then recognizing that every discipline takes commitment, and involvement produces that commitment. So what happens as a result of the Word of God, we're changed. So one of the things that happens is we want to share our faith with other people. Well, I'll tell you, that's a discipline. And so often we don't feel like engaging in that discipline. You're on a plane, someone sits down next to you, you're tired, you want to sleep. The person asks a question, all of a sudden you're drawn into a conversation. Half an hour later, you are so intoxicated by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can't imagine that there was a time that you didn't want to engage in the conversation to start with. So involvement produces commitment. But again, this is all part of why it's called a spiritual discipline. And that discipline causes something catalytic to happen in our lives. Now, it's not always like that. If you follow me and you talked about me as an example, if you follow me around from day to day and you saw every aspect of my life, you would say, oh my goodness, there are some time that he is just absolutely in the dumps. And you think, whoa, I didn't think that happened to him. Oh yes, it does. It happens to me all the time. I go from the mountaintop right into the valley. And a lot of times I stay in the valley a lot longer than I need to stay in the valley. That's right. Part of the Christian life. It's ebbs and flows. I mean, we're human beings, and we are always going to be fallible human beings, and I'm one as well. So while I might look like I've got it all together, I don't. And neither does any other Christian leader. We don't. We're all simply fallible human beings. And the Apostle Paul, who is our model in that he wrote two-thirds of the New Testament epistles, he was the apostle to the Gentiles, you can see him bemoan his own state of sin. The good that I would, I do not. The evil I would not do, I do. Who can rescue me from this body of death? So this is the human condition, and that's why we look to Christ. This is why we partake of the body of Christ, not just in terms of being part of a local fellowship of believers, but taking communion, being baptized, engaging ourselves in the lives of other people who have a more difficult circumstance than we do. All of that is part of the process. Again, I write about that in A couple of books, actually, that might be really helpful. One is The Prayer of Jesus and The Covering.
What was it now?
Well, The Prayer of Jesus, Secrets to Intimacy with God, is the first of the two books that deal with this subject. The second is called The Covering, God's Plan to Protect You from Evil. And both of them are fairly short monographs so that you can read them, but they're powerful if you can apply them.
I will look for them.
You can check it out.
Hank, I appreciate so much your ministry and your advice when you said that you know, you have times where you're in the valley. You can't imagine how much that means to me, knowing that, you know, someone that's in my eyes, you know, the position that you're in, having struggles, even spiritually, it lets me know that that maybe I'm not as far off as I'm thinking that I might be.
No, you're not. Trust me. You should have seen me Sunday morning. I was trying to get my 7-year-old shoes on, and I was late for church, and I was having a hard time tying the knots, and I couldn't find his socks, and, you know, I was pretty exasperated there for a little while, but we had a great day together.
Well, I appreciate your time, Hank, and
okay.
I'm going to let you get to some other callers because I know they're anxious, but God bless you. Thank you.
You got it. And here's what I'm going to do for other callers, because it did take a long time on that call. I'm going to stay right here for an extra hour. Once we go off the air, we'll continue taking your calls. A lot of you are already hanging on. Some of you may want to call in during the next hour, ask your question. I'll be happy to answer your question for the next hour. So if you're hanging on, please be patient. I'll try to answer your question in just a few moments. And if you're calling in for the next hour, here's the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Again, that number, 888-ASK-HANK. We'll be taking your calls for the next hour. And do remember that this ministry doesn't simply continue by osmosis. It continues because there are faithful people like you that join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. Quite frankly, I need more of you to join. We have had a couple of rough months. I don't want to get behind this year, so please stick with me. Help us make a difference for time and for eternity. The best way to do it, on the World Wide Web at equip.org.
When was the last time you visited us on our website? It's easy to find at equip.org. When you visit equip.org, you'll find links that will instantly connect you with the latest that the Christian Research Institute has to offer. Seeking answers to your most pressing questions? Click on the Research tab, type in your keyword, and you'll find a vast array of information on your topic. Looking for books and materials you hear about on the broadcast? Check out our convenient e-store. Connect with CRI on Facebook and Twitter, or read Hank's blog. You can also listen to current and past Bible Answer Man broadcast. All this and more when you go to equip.org. Once again, the address is equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute.
Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Joe in Columbia, Missouri. Hi, Joe.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible.
Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read.
Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y. Or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org. The Forefront, When Doctrine Meets Daily Life, is an equipping audio CD from the Christian Research Institute, compiled from 6 insightful interviews on the Bible Answer Man. For your gift this month, we will send you this helpful CD as our way of saying thank you for your faithful prayers and support. Learn how to define and defend the biblical concept of family.
Combat atheism with the truth about objective morality. Explain how the biblical grounds for divorce and remarriage actually protect and elevate the status of women. Respond to the cultural influence of social media and its place in your life. And refute Richard Dawkins and others who claim that Darwinian evolution is proven fact, and much more. Get your copy of The Forefront, When Doctrine Meets Daily Life, when you support the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org.